Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, City.
Morning.
Shot out of a cannon.
A lot of energy today.
No lunchbox again today, so we're going to start with Morgan. Morgan's going to do what lunchbox does here. So here she is first, our head of digital, and she likes schedules. All right, Morgan.
I need to have a schedule now. So I posted a video of the guy's closet, a.k.a. our studio.
I saw that back there behind that desk.
Yes.
Really? It's a dump back there.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so Eddie and Lunchbox have created a closet in our studio, which sits behind us. And our listeners so kindly reminded me that they had a week to clean it up, and it had been much longer.
That was a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I brought this as a spill the tea, and it was like, if you guys have a week to clean it up.
Okay.
And if you don't, they get the pillory. Each of them gets the pillory.
So Lunchbox is sick.
Is his stuff still there?
Yeah, so he hasn't.
Yeah, but so is yours.
Take this to his house and put him in it.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't had time to pick all that up, so.
I didn't know, but it is gross back there, guys. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, it's just kind of our stuff that we need. I have a camera bag back there, my backpack.
No, there's also jerseys, a pair of pants, a hoodie, a cleat.
Somebody's, I think there's a sock. Son.
Yeah.
There's a dog.
There's a kid back there.
Yeah. Okay, look. Today's Thursday. Just Lunchbox is back Monday, I hope. By Tuesday, you have one day to get it cleaned up.
You got it.
Or you'll do the whole show in the pillory.
Mm. The whole show?
Yeah. This is a place of business.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Morgan, thank you for reminding us about that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I don't remember saying that, but I do think I would say something like that. All right, next up, this next person does all the video for our show, and when it comes to music games, there's nothing he doesn't know. It's producer Eddie. Let's go.
You guys gave me the hardest time when my son was getting bad grades and I made him eat bologna sandwiches because I was trying to teach him a lesson that if you don't work hard, that's all you're going to be able to afford to eat.
That's all you let him eat? Yeah.
Bologna
sandwiches. Controversial, by the way.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Well, I'm happy to announce that my son's grades came in this year. It's just the beginning of the school year, but his first grades came in and he's got a 3.5 grade point average.
That's awesome.
Guys,
let's go.
I'm telling you, it works.
Traumatize them with pork.
You know what he told me, though? I was like, what's inspiring you? What's going on with all this? He's like, well, I realize, now the grades count. Like, I'm in high school now, so if I want to go to college, I got to get good grades.
So it wasn't the bologna.
I was like, what? Like, so all the time in elementary school, middle school, it didn't count, so you didn't try? He's like, yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so what does the baloney have to do with the story?
Well, I'm just saying, I started all that.
No, you didn't, actually.
It was so long ago.
I would say that would
what you, do
you pick the incorrect tactic.
No. I think he will, when he has kids and they have bad grades, this will carry on, too.
I don't think tradition for tradition's sake is good.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Well, okay, I like that. Good for him.
Man.
That's good.
He's doing great.
This next person tends to leave her car running in the parking lot, and it's a good thing Eddie's here to remind her that she forgot. It's Amy.
Okay, so I'm hosting a wedding shower with a bunch of people, and one of the girls on our group text, sent over, hey, I set us up a split-wise. just so we can keep track of what everybody's spending. And I was like, oh, this is good for people to know about if you have the group thing going on. And we often do group things at work, like we're splitting a pallet, apparently.
Lottery tickets.
Lottery tickets, stuff like that. So it acts like a digital IOU, and it calculates what each person in the group owes, and you can use Venmo through it.
So it keeps track
of everything.
Or you just Venmo it once it says the number, right?
You can, but you know how sometimes we're like, okay, we forget. Like, oh, I did the math, and this person owes this. It's like a way to just digitally keep track of all the
I could see at a dinner, IOUs. And you're splitting the bill.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Unless you're having dinner with Eddie and Lunchbox, and they're going to run the bill way up, and you're only going to get it like a soup, and then they're going to be like, you pay for a third of the meal.
Yeah, we split it three ways.
But that's not how it
or you just
what's it called
pay.
Again?
It's called Splitwise.
I like that. Splitwise is good.
Yeah.
Rainbow, no.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, every day he has 5 hours to fill, but he loves his job and considers it a thrill. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So I struggle and have struggled with sleep for a long time, and I have some things that I do that try to, like, I have an excellent bed. My sleep number bed's awesome. That's pretty much it. I don't even get off my phone before bed. I like that. But I do struggle. My mind races constantly, even when I'm sleeping. And I read this story today. I wanted to read you guys. It turns out the people who sleep well and those who sleep poorly have different kinds of thoughts before bed. It's just a thought problem. Good sleepers report seeing people and objects. And before they fall asleep, these people and objects have dreamlike experiences. Everything's just kind of fuzzy and fading. For people who can't sleep, I've never felt more seen. Pre-sleep thoughts tend to focus on planning and problem solving.
Yeah.
The entire time, all up until sleep. And then it wakes you back up because sometimes you haven't solved the problem.
Have you tried writing it down right before you sleep? Like keeping a journal by your bed and whatever thoughts you have, just write them down. They say there's they that.
Who's they? Yeah.
them. Sleep, the
then I would be stressed out about always making sure a pen was near the bed.
Wait, that's not hard. That's
right,
gonna be stressful.
It would just be another problem. Then I get a notebook. But if I run out of pages, I gotta get the same notebook. It's gotta look exactly the same as the other one. I can't be doing rogue notebooks.
All right. Okay, this is deeper than
yeah, this is a problem, dude.
But I read that and I felt seen. That's what happens to me every night. University of Melbourne, Australia, with that story.
Tough.
There are worse problems for sure.
Yeah, but good sleep is important.
It is very important. And when I get it, whew, I feel
watch
good.
Watch out.
Ow! Be good. Donna. That's the deal. Thank you, guys. Let's get started here. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend of 6 years and I have been talking about getting married. The reason he hasn't popped a question yet is because he was trying to wait until he was financially stable to start the next chapter of our lives. He's made great progress and paying off a lot of debts and he's got a better paying job. The thing is, I still make more money than he does, and I think the ring he could afford now isn't the engagement ring I'd want anyway. I love him. At the end of the day, any ring would be fine, but I've also waited years for him to pop the question. I would really just love the ring that I had envisioned, but I just don't think he's there yet financially. He's been subtly asking me what kind of engagement rings I like for the last couple of months, so I do feel like it could be coming soon. My best friend's also been gauging interest. Do I suggest the ring I really want, even though it may be something he can't afford? Or do I pick a more modest ring and risk not loving it? Sign. Soon to be engaged. This is an easy one. Tell him the ring you want. Tell him the exact ring you want. I'm going to tell you why. Because it sounds like you say you make more money and you can afford it, but maybe right now he can't. But as soon as you get married, you're paying the same bill on it anyway. So let's say you pay.
What if he wants to pay for it in full?
I don't think he's going to based on the criteria here, though.
I thought that was what he was waiting for all this time. He's trying to save.
And maybe, but I take it here as, well, he can't if it's the ring that you, that's why I tell him.
Oh, gotcha.
He can't. If you need to tell him exactly what you want so there's no resentment at all from him that he couldn't get you what you want. So if he wants to get you what you want, it's going to be a ring. Let's just say it's $10, okay? And he can't afford the $10 ring. But you want the $10 ring, so he goes and he puts money down on the $10 ring and plans to pay it off $50 a month for the next 6 years or whatever the case is. But the good thing is once you get married, you now join and you can pay it together and it's not a big deal.
So would you be offended though if like you were getting married to someone or you were waiting to propose and she came and said, hey, I really want this ring. I know it's kind of out of your budget, but it's cool. Like I'll go in on it with you.
Don't say that.
Ahead of time.
You can't say it. Don't say that.
Can't? Okay. Mm. I was just asking.
You know, I wouldn't like that.
The guy doesn't want that.
No, I don't like that. Mm-mm. I don't think the guy minds once you're married to use money for all the bills together.
Right.
But I don't want that.
Okay.
Just let him, tell him the ring you want. If he can't afford it, he won't get it. If he can afford to pay payments on it, that's great. Let him pay payments, and then you can join together and pay it off later.
Gotcha.
Eddie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we're missing the point here. I mean, it's just weird because she's like, I think she's more worried about this ring than the actual marriage, because she's like, oh, it's 6 years. He's taking a long time. She's stressing him out. Like, she's stressing him out because she wants this ring that he can't afford. They could have gotten married 4 years ago.
But I don't think it's just about the ring.
No. I think it's a lot about the ring.
I didn't take her as being just ring hungry. I took her as someone who knows what they want.
She's just now started to look. I took it as
diamonds are twine, man. You know what I mean? Just get married.
So you want her to just settle for whatever he gives?
Yeah.
Which is totally, it's fine too. Settle's fine. Like,
diamonds are twine. Are you singing?
Ryan Hurd.
Yeah. Okay. Diamonds are twine. Man, I got my wife a $3,000 engagement ring. She still has that today. And I can afford a better one. But you know what? That's what we got married. And that's still our original ring. I love that.
And he's like, I could upgrade it now.
I could.
But I think all that, you're missing the point. That's you guys' situation. All I'm saying to her is, she's saying, should I say that I want this ring? Or should I just say I want a different ring? Because she's saying that.
Well, what's more important, the marriage or the ring?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's not saying you have to make a decision. My advice is what it is. Say what you want.
Yeah.
He knows your heart. He knows you. We can tell your heart just by the email.
And he wants you to have what you want.
Unless that's Eddie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're stressing him out.
All right, thank you. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We had Lamont Landers in studio. This guy looks like Harry Potter, but sings like a 60s soul singer. Even if he did not look like what he sounds like, he'd still be awesome. So I want to play. This is some of Lamont Landers playing live in our studio.
Oh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching that tide.
I had more friends message me about this than any of the big performances that we have, like superstars. They're like, that dude is so good. And they don't even see him. They're just hearing him. Here's another clip of him. Him on TikTok. Now, the weird thing is, Eddie was like, I'm making dreams come true with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Pretty crazy, man.
How are you making dreams come true?
I got a text yesterday. Said, hey, do you have a contact for that guy, Lamont Landers? I work for a label. He's like, we've been listening to his music all day. We need to get a hold of this guy. They didn't say we want to sign him,
but
very interested.
But how are you making a dream? I don't understand where you come into how you made a dream come true.
Without my connection, Lamont and this label would never
passed a contact over, you're making somebody's dream come true?
Yeah, dude, I'm the middleman. How cool is that? Like, and without our show?
You haven't done...
Without our show... these people would have never heard him. Mm-hmm. This call, this email, this text, whatever's going to happen between Lamont and the label is going to change Lamont's life.
Well, Lamont already said he had some momentum and things and meetings happening.
Not this
one. About you. You saying you got a text and you're sending a contact. That's it. You didn't book him on the show. You didn't find him on TikTok.
You ever seen the clip of Bob Marley when he takes one political leader and gets the other political leader that are fighting in Jamaica and makes them hold hands?
No.
That, like, it was, there's turmoil in Jamaica.
But did somebody reach out to Bob Marley and go, hey, meet me with that other political leader?
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay. Just sure. I just thought it was a little weird that it was you going, you're making dreams come true.
Bringing them together, man. This is amazing. If for some reason this ends up happening, I'm going to tell the story the rest of my life.
That will be cool.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I did.
But they texted him to get him.
Because they don't know my number.
That's probably true, too. Yeah. You bet.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. You did nothing.
You bet I'm going to be telling
that
story.
There's no story to tell.
They're going to be like, Grandpa, tell that story about Lamont Landers. Oh, yeah. Lamont came into our studio and I connected him with the record label.
What'd you do, Grandpa? Did you find him?
I got him the email.
No. Son. Did you find him like out in the wild, Grandpa?
No, son. That was Bobby.
Oh, okay. Was it your show? Was it the Eddie show, Grandpa?
No, that was the Bobby Bones show, son.
Did you reach out to him and say, hey, you should come in and set up a time, Grandpa?
That's not important, son.
Oh, okay, great. You're the best, Grandpa.
It'd be awesome.
You're an idiot. That's hilarious. Okay, I co-sign.
Yeah, dude, it's all come on.
If you missed this performance, just watch them on our YouTube channel. Let's play. Which one do you want to play, Ray? Full? You're just sitting on Dock of the Bay?
You want to ask me?
Oh, let's go to Eddie who found...
Who's making dreams come true.
Mr. Dreammaker. Go ahead. What do you want to do?
Let's do the Al Green one.
You know, we're going to do sit on the Dock of the Bay instead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, all right.
That's good.
Yeah, this is Amy and I show, Eddie. You shut up.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
The Lincoln Park neighborhood in Jacksonville, Texas did something really cool. It was the second annual Neighbors Helping Neighbors Day. They organized this and they executed it perfect. What they do is they look for neighbors that need help. You need your lawn mowed, you need a door replaced, you need a window painted, whatever. All the neighbors get together and they go help their neighbors out. So, and this lady, Luann Williams, she's 50 years old. Her back door was, it was broken. So all the neighbors got together, they replaced hers. I think it's really cool.
I like it. I do like it.
And HOAs, this is what we should do with the money.
Well
there's really no
things.
Money needed, though.
Oh, yeah. Lawn mower.
But I'm saying if everybody gets together and goes, hey, I'm willing to help. What is it that you have need that I, my specialty can fix? And then I also have the, I mean, it just kind of like a barter system.
Like, oh, you've got the mower, you've got the weed eater, you've got the ladder.
So, Bones, what's your skill set if you lived in this neighborhood? What could you offer?
Like, seriously? No, let me think. No, I'm
think
like,
about it. No,
I'm
no,
not
going to
tell jokes and juggle while people do man work. I'll just stay at home. Let me think.
Good.
Let me think.
Okay.
If there was a neighborhood and they were fixing stuff or anything, what would I? You know, I could probably, well, I mean, I could tear off shingles. Right. I mean, a roof, but.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a whole thing. That's not neighbors helping neighbors. That's
but
not,
if you tear them off, somebody's going to have to put them back on. So.
I've hung siding before, so I could probably.
Oh, that's tough.
I could probably do a piece or two.
What about lawn maintenance?
Yeah, anybody could. I could do that. Sure. I could probably help with someone's router.
Their Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Unplug it for 10 seconds and then.
Exactly.
Blow on it.
Yeah. That's what I do. Or just call the number. Hey, what do I do? Can you reset this?
Okay.
Y'all got a lot of options here, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for asking, though.
You could hunt.
Kind of made me feel bad about this segment.
You know what you can do now, though, really, is YouTube anything. Mm-hmm. This is broken. YouTube it. And then you can just try to fix it. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And then I mess it up and I have my wife call somebody to come
and
fix it.
And it costs more. Sure. Yeah, that's it. Good story. I mean, I feel worse about myself, but good story, Eddie. Thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry,
all right,
dude.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Elder versus Millennial. It's Eddie versus Morgan. Eddie will get questions that Millennial should know the answer to. Morgan will get the Elder questions.
Okay.
Which, by the way, when the Millennial loses, we switch Millennials now.
Okay. All right. Wait, so like who?
We have Morgan, we have Abby, we have Lauren, who just hits
so many young people here.
Who just hits it, I know. Okay, so Morgan, you'll get questions, and you'll go first here, that Eddie should know the answers to. What's the name of the animated TV show featuring a group of lovable bears with different personalities that premiered in 1985?
Oh, lovable bears. Is there a Care Bears show? Is this the Cottage Bears from the nursery rhyme? Oh, gosh. The bears. Can you repeat the question, please?
What was the name of the animated TV show featuring a group of lovable bears with different personalities that premiered in 1985?
Care Bears.
Correct.
Yes.
What on earth? I should get that.
Eddie, well, you heard every thought in her mind.
I know, but still.
Eddie, this term is common in the earlier talking stages of a relationship when you start ignoring someone or stop texting them back. It's called blank.
Bones, that is called ghosting.
That's correct. Good.
Let's go.
You both got one. Let's do the intros now. Here we go. Up first, he's a dad of four. I call him the Hispanic who don't panic. Woo. He's feeling fine and was born in 1970. It's producer Eddie. There you go.
79.
Oh, it says 70. I knew that didn't rhyme, but I fought for it.
70?
So, I don't know, dude. I fought
for it. Get out of here.
I tried to rhyme 70 and Eddie, even though I think it was a typo. His opponent, she runs all our digital. She's turning 30 and feeling flirty. It's Morgan number two. All right, second question, Morgan. I'm going to play a clip of a song from 1984. Tell me the artist.
I believe that's Madonna.
Correct, 2 points.
Oh, boy.
Eddie.
Come on.
Which book series by Lemony Snicket follows the misadventures of orphans and was adapted into a Netflix series in 2017?
About orphans. So can you repeat the question, please?
Which book series by Lemony Snicket follows the misadventures of orphans and was adapted into a Netflix series in 2017?
Give me the Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
It's incorrect. Morgan, you want to steal?
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
A Series of Unfortunate Events?
Correct.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would have never gotten that.
Yeah. Morgan, over to you. If you get this, you win the game.
Oh, boy.
In the 90s, music by mail was made famous by what media company?
Music by mail.
They would send you a bunch of CDs.
Oh, wow.
For like a penny.
Okay. Music by mail was made... Can you repeat the question again? Mm-hmm.
In the 90s, music by mail was made famous by what media company?
Music by mail. DVDs was Netflix. Oh, by mail. Napster?
That's incorrect. Eddie, you must get this to stay in the game. If you miss it, she wins.
I got it.
What do you have?
It's Columbia House.
That is correct.
Come on!
No, I never would have got that.
We're in the game, baby.
We're down to the final question.
Come on.
Oh, are we buzzing in?
No, not yet.
Just me.
Yeah, just him. Yeah. We didn't do a buzzer this time. We haven't played in a while. I'm rusty, guys.
Yeah, no, us too.
All right. This term that starts with the letter C is used to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard.
Say one more time, Bones, please.
This term that starts with a letter C is used to describe someone who is out of date or trying too hard. This is a millennial question that Morgan should know.
C.
Eddie is the elder.
I know a word, but it's not in that.
No. Stop. Wow.
C.
Bobby, would you know this one if you saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you... Okay.
Yeah.
Maurice, maybe?
I don't use it, but my wife does a little bit.
Okay. She does? She uses that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're being a... Chomp. Man. One more time.
This term that starts with a C is used to describe someone who's out of date or trying too hard.
Karen with a C.
No. Morgan?
I don't even think I know. The only thing that's coming to my mind is cap, but it's like no cap.
That'd be a lie. No, it's a chuggy.
Chuggy.
Sometimes I'll wear stuff. She's like, that's chuggalicious. And I'm like, stop saying that.
Yeah. I've never heard that in my life.
You haven't?
No.
It means douchey. Yeah. It's douchey.
Oh,
honestly, Caitlin's the only one I've heard it from. But
Morgan, I'm going to you.
Okay.
If you get this, you win.
Okay.
In 1982, which sci-fi film starring Sigourney Weaver followed a group of astronauts as they encountered a hostile space species on a distant planet?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I don't even know that actor name.
In 1982, which film? It was a sci-fi film. Starred Sigourney Weaver. They followed a group of astronauts as they encountered a hostile space species on a distant planet.
The only, like, astronaut movie that I remember is Armageddon, but I don't think there was aliens. And I don't know that actor. No context clues. Astronauts, group of aliens on...
Need an answer, Morgan?
Armageddon.
Incorrect.
Yes!
Eddie, for the win...
Yes!
The answer is...
Aliens!
No.
Oh.
Incorrect.
What are you talking about?
It's Alien.
Stop it. Stop. Hey, Raven played my favorite music. Ray, why'd you hit that so quick?
Wow.
Wait, is this just one singular alien?
Yeah, and there's Alien 2. There's no aliens.
So one letter messed me up.
That's right. Tiebreaker. You both get a question in each category. Goodness. Buzz in.
You got it.
Buzz in. Here we go.
Maybe Morgan won.
Morgan, did you win?
I thought I did. I have more than him.
I don't know. Is that how you win?
I more think points I did.
Did you win? Oh, so Morgan won.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
No idea. We're a little rusty at this game, but Morgan, congratulations.
Thank you. That feels good.
I guess Eddie needed that to stay alive.
Yeah.
Mike. Yeah, Eddie, I'm sorry, buddy.
I needed to take that S out to stay alive, too. Mm-hmm. Dumb.
Alien. She kept saying aliens.
I know.
All right, Morgan's our big winner. Congratulations. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. On the phone right now, it is Nancy. Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm kind of a new listener, and I first want to say that I absolutely love you, and I want to know why you're called Bobby Bones.
Exactly. Why are you called Bobby Bones?
It's no good reason. I just do that. So the real story of my name, because my real name is Bobby, but when I was a 17, almost 18-year-old kid, I was begging to work at a radio station. No. And when I was hired to clean, not be on the air, and switch out a countdown CD. It was the Rick D's Weekly Top 40. And so that was my only job. Well, one of the guys got fired because he was stealing station equipment, like weekend DJ equipment, because there was also a mobile DJ service at the small station I worked at. And so they fired him, so they needed someone to go on the air immediately. I was like, I can do it. They're like, okay, well, we don't have anybody else, so I guess you're going to be the guy. And your name is going to be Bobby Bones or Bobby Z. And I remember thinking those are both terrible names. But I went with Bones because at least it sounded like a human. And so that's it. There is no story. I just feel like a pirate sometimes. I still get embarrassed. if someone's never heard of me or the show, and someone's like, hey, I want you to meet Bobby Bones, I'm like, oh, God.
That's my last
name.
It's
just a weird name, and it's so me, and I don't think about it a lot, but I still do sometimes. And people mess it up a lot, and they call me Bobby Jones.
How long did it take you to get used to being called Bones? Like, because, I mean, that's just never been your name, so it must take a while to get used to that.
I have, okay, but now I've been known as that longer than I was not known as that.
True.
Because I was 18 when Bobby Bones became a thing. I'm 43 now. So, you know, 25 years.
Yeah, wow.
25 years and my name is Bones. So, but that's it. I mean, there's no great story about it. There was a whole story about T-Bone when I was younger, but it has nothing to do with Bobby Bones, oddly. I was wrestling and I was in 7th grade.
It was wrestling at school.
Yeah. But we were wrestling like on a mat, off-season football. No leotard. No, I was wearing a leotard. I was wearing shorts.
That's the wrestling team.
Okay, I always pictured that you had on one of those wrestling things and it ripped.
No, it was just a pair of shorts and it ripped. And as I was wrestling, my 7th grade version of myself came out. And I didn't know it and I just kept wrestling. Ah! And everybody's like pointing. Ah! And I'm like, I know, I'm kicking his butt. I was getting taught. But anyway, they call me T-Bone. That was traumatizing. I hated it.
Yeah,
I was already picked on anyway at school. And imagine being a 7th grader and living with that with every older kid. Oh, miserable. But one did not roll into the other, oddly. But in a real karmatic way, I guess it did.
It was meant to be.
It was meant. Hey, Tyler Hubbard and BB Rexha said it best.
Mm-hmm.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, it's T-Bone.
I think BK, too.
I don't think he sang it, though.
No, he didn't. Okay.
But he was there.
Yeah, I think he just like, good job, Tyler. Okay. Like, maybe wrote it with him. I don't know. But that's the story. Thank you for asking that question. Appreciate that. Let's go with the big songs. Number 3 in country music, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town.
Try that in a small town.
Number 2, Lainey Wilson, Watermelon Moonshine.
Drink a watermelon moonshine.
Number 1, Parmalee, Girl in Mine.
In my t-shirt.
I didn't know that was them.
That's the, what?
Oh, so good.
I brought it to you like months ago.
I know, but when I hear it, I always think it's Thomas Rhett.
Oh, it's so good, dude. T-shirt in my mind.
No, I just thought that was like a Thomas Rhett or something.
It does kind of sound like his style a little bit.
Yeah, those poor guys. I like them.
So good.
They just can't differentiate.
I know, but they've been putting out music for so long.
They have a lot of great songs. I just can't differentiate.
I got you.
The lead singer is a really good singer, and I like those guys, but his voice sounds super familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a cousin that you've hung out with, that you've kind of forgot their name. But you're like, that's him. Man, Sue's kid.
I see what you're saying.
But yeah, that's a good song. Number 1 pop song, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. Number 1 hip-hop song, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead.
Thank you. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the psychiatrist was sharing his rule of 12, and it's what he uses to stay calm when it seems like everything is going wrong.
12. I'm already stressed out having to remember 12 things.
Right.
You're going to go through the 12?
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, I thought the same thing. Like, I'm like, well, how do you keep up with, like, okay, this is the 4th thing that went wrong today and the 5th? But he puts it in his phone, like he keeps in the notes part. He just keeps a running list. Like, for example, he recently went on a family vacation and lots of stuff was going wrong and he kept track of it, but he was like, you know what? I haven't gotten to 13 yet, so I'm staying calm.
So until it hits 13, you're supposed to act like it's all cool?
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, yes, I went to 12 things going wrong.
Well, then why not make it a rule of 100? You just never freak out.
Then I'm going to get angry or scream or yell.
Playing chess. He's playing checkers.
Become a jerk when there's 13 things. But his point is you rarely get to even 13.
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
That's a lot of things.
You're practicing staying calm. So therefore, by the time you do get to the 13th, 14th, you likely won't freak out because you have all these moments of practicing staying calm.
No. This is what I would do with that. I would modify the list. I would build a pyramid, kind of. 1 and 2, don't freak out. 3, 4, 5, you're allowed to do that.
Moderately freak out.
6 and 7 and 8, jump.
Pee.
Oh, well. Yeah, all in that one.
Okay.
You know, 9, 10, 11.
Break something.
Sure. 12, 13, 14.
Hit someone.
Yeah. 15, 16, 17.
Run your car off the road.
Okay. So I would build up that.
Good.
So then I would at least know where I was supposed to go and what I was supposed to do. Yeah. That sounds that sounds dumb. Where'd he get his doctorate?
Actually, no.
But it's not honorary like mine.
No. Now, I will say I'm proud of myself. I think we should acknowledge when we want to freak out and then we stay calm. Because I almost did last night. That something was happening while we were doing stuff with the kids, like dinner and studying and whatnot. And I almost freaked out because they were being so difficult. And then I just took a deep breath and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this.
Hey, you're acknowledged.
That's
Thank
good.
You. Because good then you. I'll reward my brain with, like, I didn't have to scream.
That was not only one, so you got 11 to go before you're allowed to.
I tell my boys all the time, too, like, I'm about to freak out if y'all don't stop. And they're like, oh, okay, all right, cool, we're good now.
I think sometimes my kids want to see me freak out, but...
Poking you. All right, what else?
So separation marriage is a thing, and it's becoming more and more popular, and pretty much it means that
is
you...
Is that like fat skinny? Black white?
No, it's that you are married.
Tall shorty?
But you never share a home, and you sort of only see each other on the weekends.
Is that married?
No.
I mean, legal.
Yeah, because they're married.
I hear you.
Legally.
Would you only be doing it for tax reasons?
Couples in separation marriages say they enjoy having each other's love and support, but they also like to maintain an individual lifestyle away from their partners. No, I don't
think
it means...
they eat a lot of pineapples, you know what I'm saying?
Course,
upside down pineapples.
Upside down. They're hooking up with other people, Amy.
That's what that is.
No, that's not what this is.
You're out of your mind if you go, no, like, you're out of your mind.
No,
you get to live their life every other day.
Say open marriage. This is called separation
marriage. That's just the name they call it.
It means you're married, but you live in separate houses. I just don't know what you do with the kids. In this particular household, this guy that's talking about it, the kid lives with the mom full time, of course. But I would probably do, like, alternating.
I think you're a little naive here. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Eric Church isn't a fan of political songs in country music, especially the songs that artists put out as, quote, weapons to motivate whatever political side they're trying to push. And he was talking to Esquire magazine about it, and he's just like, you know, he wants songs that will last, not just define one particular moment in time politically.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty generic thing to say that nobody can argue with. I love when people do that.
Everyone agrees with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I love songs. I hate songs that make people do bad things, you know?
Yeah.
If a song's gonna like influence somebody and make them stab a dog, I don't want that. And you're like, you know what? I felt that. I felt that, Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're pretty generic and you can't argue. So, there you go.
What is Richmond, north of Richmond?
Oh, what's that dude?
That's the guy with the big red beard.
Yeah, Oliver, what? Oliver Anthony.
Okay.
That dude's crazy to me because when he was like, I'm not playing this show because tickets are more than $20, but you charge them $100,000 to play the show or whatever the rate was. How much do you think tickets are going to be? Do you think they're all a nickel? Like they're going to pay you $100,000 or whatever the fee was, and it's going to be a nickel for you to play the show? And I don't like politicians stealing our money. $100,000, please. And I only want tickets to be a nickel. That ain't how it works. I didn't say anything about that then, but I've been...
Well, he's in the woods. He doesn't know that.
Whatever. Whatever. Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Arwilda Whiteside, 98 years old, and her husband, 102-year-old Clovis Whiteside. Mm. Are being honored as the longest married couple in Arkansas, celebrating 84 years of marriage. They got married in July of 1939.
That's amazing.
That's wild. The couple from Whitehall met when she was 9, he was 13. They were married when she was 13, he was 17.
Oh,
okay. And that's the thing.
Don't cancel them, guys. They're old, okay? But yeah, throughout their marriage, they raised 12 children.
What?
They provided a safe haven for other local children in need. Recognizes community pillars, the Whitesides emphasize the importance of faith, love, and generosity. Generosity is a huge part of what she loves about him. He's always trying to help people. And if you ask him, he says he loves 99% of her. I wonder what the other one is.
Yeah, what's the 1%? She probably leaves a mess or something.
No. Yeah, because the hormones are gone at that point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that part, that would be difficult. I mean, you know.
Why are you saying hormones are a problem?
No, hard to deal with.
Oh, your
hormones. Yeah, in my hormones. Yeah. Yes. I guess that's the secret.
Wow.
Do you think
also
that,
to live a long time?
80 years from now-ish or so, that they're going to be like telling a story about a couple that got married at 25, and they're like, God, can you believe they got married at 25? Like, that's what they used to do back then.
Yes.
I guess maybe
married. Not 25, but it is
21.
Obviously, gradually getting older and more acceptable to be married later. So yeah.
So eventually, it'll be like
I think it'll be 50? Four cyborgs like us sitting in a room. Can you believe it that they are? They join their USB ports, and next thing you know, yes. Wow. Thank you. All right, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's go to the voicemail here.
I have a morning corny for Amy. Did you hear about what happened to the snowman when the sun came out? He had a total meltdown.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay. Lunchbox is not here. We're going to do the investigative morning corny. We're going to bring in guest cornier Ray.
Okay.
Yeah. Raymundo, so you know how it works. You've heard the show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll have 90 seconds. See how many corny jokes we can get. Investigative corny, it starts when Amy finishes the first joke. Ready, everybody?
Ready.
And.
The morning corny.
What do you get if you divide the circumference of a pumpkin by its diameter?
Oh, somebody who can't read a joke?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
360, 180.
Pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. What does a carved pumpkin celebrate?
Seeds.
Thanksgiving.
Inside gut.
Slides. What does a carved pumpkin celebrate? Hallow spleen.
Not dying.
What does a carved pumpkin celebrate? Hallow mean. Hallow.
Me.
But Ray?
Hallow me.
No, you can't help us because it doesn't count.
Hallow me?
Hallow. What is it again?
What does a carved pumpkin celebrate?
Carved pumpkin.
Birthday. Like a birthday?
Halloween.
Celebrate. Second grade. Kids.
Halloween.
Paper bags.
Halloween.
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 It's carved.
Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, who helped...
Oh, my God.
Who helped the mini pumpkin cross the road?
The big pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin patch.
The great pumpkin.
Good. Tyler Brown.
The pumpkin... crossing guard.
Pumpkin guard.
The guard. The pumpkin guard!
Yes! Okay. Okay. Okay, what did the pumpkin say at happy hour?
Drinks.
Drinks are on me.
My tab.
Pumpkin. Tab.
Cash, two for ones.
Carve.
Co-workers.
Carve you up.
Gordon.
What did the pumpkin say at happy hour?
Pumpkin me up.
Drinks like, on
hey.
Me.
Seed me.
Vine hey, around. Hey, I'm around.
What do you... Let's drink. Let's party. Let's carve.
Drink it up.
Let's get...
Bottoms up.
Let's get smashed.
Yes!
Oh,
that's
you got it. You got that.
I don't know
let's
how many...
Let's get smashed.
How many do we get there?
Five?
Four. Five at least.
Well, yeah!
Give us an official. Oh, four?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's, okay. That's the most in a long time.
Hey, good job, Ray.
Nice job.
I just tried to throw out random
stuff.
Yeah,
welcome to the team, Ray. Eddie, give it to us, big boy.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose. The only name that I knew was Shania Twain's. Is it Eileen? What's her name?
Eileen Regina Edwards.
That's her real name.
That's right.
Man, I feel
so like Morgan's got a whole list of names. And I didn't look at them. I just knew the Shania one, but I wanted to play this too. And so these are the real names. Are they country or pop or what? Or
they're all over the board.
Actors too?
No, it's pop and country. We'll just say those two.
How many do you have?
I have, oh gosh, like more than 10.
Okay, roll. Go with the first one.
Okay, Peter Hernandez.
Hispanic fella.
Peter Hernandez. See, I have no idea. Pete. Pete Wentz.
Yeah. The guy that dated.
Pete Wentz is a Hispanic? That'd be cool.
Kim K.
No.
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
It is actually not a Pete at all. It is Bruno Mars.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Peter Hernandez.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Next up.
Amala Dalmini.
Amala Dalmini. What's her name? Dua Lipa.
Oh, good guess.
Let's go.
Dua Lipa. Say it again.
Amala Dalmini.
Ariana Grande.
I could totally be butchering this.
It's got to be somebody like, who'd you say?
Ariana Grande.
It's going to be a pop star. I don't know who.
SZA.
You are in the right category. It's pop, but it's Doja Cat.
All right, next.
All right, Ashley Frangipane.
What?
What on earth?
Funny. Like Fran, G-I-P-A-N-E. Ashley Frangipane.
Who do I know? Just Ashley Frangipane. I don't know the name.
McBride.
Oh, got it. I was
interesting.
Thinking.
Interesting.
Isn't Halsey's name Ashley?
I don't remember. Know.
But I guess I thought it was her name was like Ashley Halsey or something.
Guess Halsey.
But
maybe her
Frangipane. That'd be a tough one to be. to say. Mm. Here she is. Ashley Frangipane.
Oh, Ashley Monroe.
I got it. Lady Gaga.
No, Stephanie no. Germ. Stephanie Germ something.
Oh.
I'm going to go Halsey.
Can you hit the ding, ding, ding?
Oh, that's right.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I just knew her first name was Ashley. That's good. Good. All right, what else you got?
Okay, John Stevens.
I'm going to remove myself from this one because I know it.
Oh, John Party.
Mm-mm.
John Stevens.
John.
I probably couldn't call this person right now, but I've spent
John
time.
Rich.
I spent time with the person, like spent the night. John not in the same bed, but in the same house.
What?
Like I know them.
John Legend.
Yes. I don't know him.
Yeah. You are.
Yes. I knew that.
Man, I thought it was John Osborne. I'm like, that would be a twist.
Yeah, it would be a twist.
They're not really brothers.
Can you give me all?
Boom. All right, next.
Catherine Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Catherine Hudson.
Oh, Katy Perry. Catherine Hudson was a little too on the nose to be Kate Hudson. Right. We all were like, it's Kate Hudson. Katy Perry.
Bradley Pitt.
Yeah, I like you guys think about that one for a second.
Leo.
Thomas Hanks.
Go ahead.
Stefani Germanotta.
Oh, that's Gaga.
That is Lady Gaga.
Stefani or Stephanie?
It's spelled like Stefani.
I think it's Stephanie. Spell it.
S-T-E-F-A-N-I. It's spelled like Gwen Stefani.
No, that's Stephanie.
It's Stephanie.
It's spelled like it, right? Like, that's the same way she spells it. Gwen Stefani spells it.
Trying to be different, really? Not do the P-H.
Okay. What if it's Gwen Stefanie and we didn't know that? Okay, give us another one.
Samuel Timothy Smith.
Tim Smith. Sam Smith.
Sam Smith.
Kate Hudson!
It's not
Samuel
Sam Smith.
Timothy.
This one is not on the nose.
Smith.
That would be his name, though.
Oh, what if it's Sam Hunt?
Samuel.
Who's a Sam?
Samuel.
Oh, that's Tim McGraw. Oh.
It is
Tim McGraw.
I thought his last name was like Tut.
No, that's his dad.
That's the king. King Tut.
Yeah.
They found him in a pyramid. All right, next.
Elizabeth Grant.
Lizzo.
Dude, that's awesome if
Come
you got
on,
it.
Come on, let's
Fake
go.
Hill.
Is it Lizzo?
It's neither one. It's Lana Del Rey.
I don't know who that is.
Summertime sadness.
We listen to a lot of Lana Del Rey at my house, but not the dance mixes.
Okay.
It's all sad all the time. All right, what else?
Alicia Hart.
Alicia Keys.
No.
No?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Is it either one of them? Don't say who it is. Either one of them?
Nope.
Say it again.
Alicia Hart.
I know an artist, Alicia. Her real name.
It's a massive artist.
Okay, Alicia. So that Lizzo?
It's pink. A-L-E. Yep. I got three more. Okay, go.
Christina Claire Simonella.
Christina Sagulera.
That's what I was thinking.
Is it Aguilera?
Oh, I don't know. Say it again.
Christina Claire Simonella.
I
could totally be
Chrissy Metz. I don't know.
Chrissy Teigen.
Country music.
Oh.
Say it again.
Carly Pierce.
Christina Claire Simonella.
John Party.
Christina Claire.
Country artist.
Simonella.
What? Christina Claire.
Her last name is what?
Terry Simonella.
Clark. I don't know who.
Winona Judd.
Oh, I've never got that.
Why?
I've never got that.
Her last name's not Judd? The mom?
They were all Judds. They all changed their last name?
They were all Simonella.
But what about the Ashley Judd wasn't even in a singing group?
Right.
Damn, right. That's
bizarre.
Go ahead.
All right. Robin Fenty.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Dang, Vaughn, did you do that one?
Her makeup line is Fenty.
Fenty.
You read her book?
No, I just don't. Honestly, I don't have a makeup line. That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. You like the contour stick?
And
the last one, Abel.
Adele.
No. Abel.
No. Abel. It's Weekend. Abel.
Yeah.
Abel or Abel?
Abel.
I thought it was Abel.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, listen.
Abel and Stefani hanging out, right? They're going to do a song together.
They're all eating Italian.
I never said I was good at names, okay?
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
If you want to know if someone's a psychopath and they're secretly hiding their psychopath from you, instead of watch them whenever you yawn and maybe if they yawn. So here's the story. People with psychopathic tendencies are less prone to contagious yawning and will also fight from doing it, sometimes not knowing they're fighting from doing it. Yawning after seeing someone else yawn is linked to empathy and bonding. What if I don't yawn after people and I'm just now realizing maybe I'm a psychopath? Because
Well,
I'm not trying to hide it. Maybe I just don't know.
What if psychopaths read the news and they see this and they're like, oh, I better yawn after everybody yawns?
That's a double psychopath.
Yeah. I don't know.
If it looks like they're forcing a yawn after you right. yawn, you need to keep one eye open when you sleep.
They're like, oh, shoot, I have to yawn.
Yeah, yawning after someone else yawns is linked to empathy and bonding. But when psychopaths are selfish, manipulative, fearless, and lack empathy, they don't yawn. That's the whole deal.
So it's not contagious like we've heard for years.
It is
contagious.
It is, unless your brain has psychopathic tendencies, which is different from like sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah.
Psychopathic tends to be a little more aggressive.
Oh. I don't know the difference between socio and psycho.
Socio
likes to go out, have a good time.
And psycho likes to stab.
Dang, okay.
You know, it's more than that.
Which one was
Dahmer?
Dahmer.
Psycho.
Okay. All right. Sure. Now I have clarification. Thank you.
You can be psycho and socio, but not all socios are psycho, because psycho is like top of the mountain, like crazy.
Yeah. That helps.
That's from Personality and Individual Differences, a research journal. Something else I wanted to talk about was AirTagging your kids. So we've talked about chipping your kids before. Not like a dog where you put it in their skin, but put it in a bag of theirs, or, you know, do you let them know? This whole story came out. It was on Fox News. And Apple does come out and say, don't put them on people. But they have to say that because for a while, people were getting tracked and they didn't know it. So then they had to take and modify the app. So if one is following you, it tells you on your phone, there's a tracker near you. Yeah. So, but now a lot of parents are using this to keep tabs on their kids. And not only that, other companies are selling wearable accessories that you can put them in. I have them for my dogs.
Yeah.
Because we put the dogs and in their collar, they both have an Apple tag right there. But they're making it for humans now. So you have to wear the tag. So, and if you're a kid and you're 7 and you're wearing something with it, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably don't care at 7.
Yeah, but the parents, are they disclosing that they're...
That's what my point is.
That's different.
If you see it, if a kid's wearing like a necklace and with an AirTag and you see it, they know they're being tracked.
Yeah.
But the question is, do you have to tell them? And what age do you have to tell them?
Yeah, you tell them. What I would say, you tell them whatever the age. Like, just that something can be communicated, and hey, this is so I know where you are. I care about you. I want to know what's going on. I want to keep you safe.
I'm okay. I'm older, and I don't need you to know where I
am. Well, I can track it. What? Are you kidding? Cell phones, Life 360, track it. I know exactly where.
Are you already on it like three ways? Wow. If one goes down, you're there with the backup. Amy's got a generator. When her power goes out, she can still track the kids.
Yeah,
so you're cool
aware.
With it, but you need to tell them.
Yes, I'm cool with it. Everybody should be aware, especially if they're older teenagers. You should definitely tell them they're being tracked.
Oh, but do you track older teenagers?
As long as they're aware of, they're cool with it. Yeah.
No older teenager is going to be cool with it.
Not one.
Not one's going to be cool with it.
But they are.
They're going to put on a ceiling fan somewhere and walk off and leave it just so it keeps moving.
I guess they are with the Live 360 app. However, I guess they can go in there and turn off their location services.
Eddie?
No, look, the little ones, they don't need to know the difference. Like a 4-year-old, I think that's important because my 4-year-old loves to just go places. And an AirTag would be great. Like, what if we're at a park and he just takes off? Like, whoa, my gosh, where is he? It's like a dog. Where is he?
But like he needs it for his own safety.
For sure. But a teenager, like, really, like, that's you spying on them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you definitely don't tell them. If you use it, you don't trust them and you don't tell them that
but
you have it on
them. Doesn't
it
pop up on their phone? Because everybody has an iPhone, basically.
Yeah. Oh, and he tells you?
Do you make them have an Android? Not only am I going to secretly track
you. Oh, they wouldn't.
You must have an Android.
I feel like... I don't know what most kids have, but I feel like they all have iPhones. I feel like my daughter would say, I'm good. I just don't need a phone.
Oh, instead of an Android, she just do no phone?
I don't know. I feel like that's how some kids are. I mean, they're so ridiculous. Like, we got her like a smaller phone, and she said that some kids were making fun of her for it. And I'm like, what in the world?
That was me. I'm sorry. I was like, Shira, you have that stupid phone.
You're the kid.
Thanks.
Let's play Bailey Zimmerman, Rockin' a Hard Place. Call us if you want. 877-77 Bobby. Appreciate you being here. 877-77 Bobby. It's time for the news.
Bobby's big stories.
Netflix gonna raise prices again.
Here we go.
See where they get us. It's like we're just raising it a nickel. Then they're raising a nickel every day.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Then we're nickeled out, man.
So what is it now?
Netflix is planning to increase the cost of its streaming service yet again. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, they will issue the price hike a few months after the Hollywood actor strike ends, which could happen in the coming weeks. And they've kind of already agreed as to why and how it's going to end. So they say last year they raised it, the ad-free tier to $15.49 a month, and the premium plan to $19.99 a month. They also have the $6.99 a month ad-supported plan. But it doesn't give details on how much they're going to raise them all to. But I would imagine it's going to be $1 or $2 because it's not so much that would make you go, well, I'm going to cancel my Netflix. But it's enough that when they do it 3 times, it's substantial.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're all doing it.
Are they saying they're doing it because of the strike or just?
No, they do it all along. Every
normal?
3 months, that's the story. Yeah. Netflix raises prices. Another nickel.
Well, then Hulu goes up and then Max goes up.
Yeah.
And then
it's costing a lot of money to make shows and they're making a lot of shows. And there's a lot. I was reading a thing about TV, how many TV shows there are. They're all just trying to exist.
not even so much thrive, because I think only Netflix, maybe one other streamer, is making money right now. But the point isn't to just make money. It's to be the one that lives when everything else falls off.
Yeah.
So they're all just heavily investing into that. Travis Kelce says the NFL is overdoing it with Taylor Swift coverage.
Okay.
Bro, that's you.
Okay.
Come on. Bro, you started this. That's him. I like Travis Kelce, but he started it all. I tried to get Taylor Swift to take my number.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put her in a box.
And they keep talking about it in their podcast.
And she's with his mom. And, of course, just eat it up. Love it for now. It's great. I mean, it's annoying if you're just there to watch the football game, but it's really great for people who just love Taylor Swift and don't really watch football. And it's probably a ratings bonanza for the network to have Taylor Swift there at those games. But, yeah, for him to do that, that would be like, I'd be like me going, you know what? We should just stop talking about me on the show. He'd be like, well, but...
You started this.
In the name of... So, yeah, it's him. He started it.
Aren't there numbers of, like Super Bowl-type numbers, people that are tuning in?
No.
They're not that high? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But they're high.
They're very high. But they're not near that.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Super Bowl, I think everybody watches.
Yeah, and everybody's not going to watch for a 3-second glimpse of Taylor Swift 6 times.
But no,
they're not Super Bowl type numbers.
Okay.
Florida parents welcome their third baby girl, born on the same day as the other two daughters, the same day.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Are they doing it on the same day every year?
They have to.
Like, purposefully? Like, all right, here's the calendar, there's an X. You know what that means? We got to make it happen.
But even then, it's not an exact number.
I agree, unless you induce.
Yeah. Right.
But all three births were natural, unplanned, and no C-sections.
Wow.
That's where it is wild. All three, same birthday. Easy for the dad to remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All those birthdays. By the way, I have a show on Saturday here in Nashville. It's my final Nashville show for my comedically inspirational tour. And it's been sold out for a while, but they just released like 6 pair of hold tickets called the O tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. That's good. So if you go to bobbybones.com, they're up. They're on the floor. But they're released now. So there you go. Sunday's broadcast averaged 27 million viewers. So it is the most watched game since the Super Bowl, but not close to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Firefighters are called to a raging house blaze. It turns out it's just an amazing Halloween decoration. I mean, that's baller if that's the story about your house. Like, if you put a bunch of work into it and you're not breaking any code... And they have to come because it looks so real.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty baller. That's from the New York Post. Fire department, they were called to a house because of a confirmed structure fire. And they got there and it was just an amazing Halloween display.
Wow. That's awesome.
Video provided by the homeowner to the fire department showed the extravagant setup, which made the house look like a potential crime scene. The decor makes it appear as though the house is really on fire with faux flames lighting up. It's all inside the house.
Okay, well, this is going to be really unfortunate if the house does accidentally catch on fire.
The house who cried wolf? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's all inside through the windows because it's not coming out. So it looks like inside the house.
Yeah.
So this is not going to be the first and only phone call. I feel like people are going to be concerned.
Now they're going to light it on fire and try to burn it up from the inside of those people. They know firefighters won't come.
Or somebody's going to knock on the door and be like, hey, your house is on fire, like every day.
I think this makes the news. I think now everybody knows. New York Post. It does look cool, though. An early Christmas poll found 89% of parents are planning to buy a toy for at least one adult this year.
A toy?
For an adult?
Yeah, I would say video games are a toy.
Oh, okay.
I would say, I don't think.
Oh, Barbie?
Huh. Would you buy that for an adult?
Maybe it's like a fun,
yeah. I got you this Barbie.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm thinking about you guys. I don't know if I'd buy you a toy. I'd buy Eddie a golf club.
That's not a toy.
Bop It.
You would buy me Bop It?
That's a fun game.
Well, we play it on the show.
Yeah.
So.
I'm trying to think of what you'd buy us.
I mean, we do our Christmas special where we pick a category. We could always do toys.
Oh, okay.
Think about that as one of them. Hulu's Only Murders in the Building will return for season 4. Just finished season 3 a couple nights ago.
That's the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that was out.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Only Murders in the Building has been renewed for a 4th season on Hulu. That's Steve Martin and Martin Short and
Selena Gomez.
And she's really likable to me because of that show. She's really good. Hollywood Reporter has that. Pretty cool. Hanging out with your less attractive friends makes you more attractive. If you want to be seen as if you want to be seen as more attractive than you really are, make sure you got an ugly crew of about 2 or 3 others.
This is terrible.
Social experts say how attractive you look strongly depends on the attractiveness of the people around you. It's especially true with height. Shorter friends will make you appear 2 to 3 inches taller. Experts found that nearly every test group in a below average looking group had one person
that was considered far more attractive than they really were, are because they were surrounded by uglies.
So, Amy, this is what you need to do.
That's terrible. Why? What?
So when you go out, they're like, oh, my gosh, look at her.
Hey, I think you can just go by yourself.
That's it's true, okay. too.
Yeah. Hey. Listen, this story is weird.
It's science, Amy.
It's from Psychological Science.
There you go.
The looks are relative, but like you as guys, have y'all ever done that where you're like, okay, I need to have all short friends
no,
so I seem taller?
But we've fallen for it.
Wait a minute. Is that why I'm your friend?
That's why I was your friend. We've fallen for it with the girls when we were younger. You'd see a group of girls, and there's a bunch of them. And then it just doesn't matter whoever the hottest one, and it's like the one you're like, oh, I need that.
Mm. Yeah, okay. It's true. Yeah, unfortunately.
It doesn't matter. I believe it. It's science. Hot mouth solution. Try this. If you love spicy food, but sometimes your mouth gets too hot, drink milk. It's the best way to cool a burning mouth. The other thing is ice cream.
Yep.
Put ice cream in your mouth, which is just cold milk.
Yeah, frozen milk.
That's from WebMD. Here's some fashion advice for guys this fall. Experts say to tie more sweaters around your shoulders.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Why not? It used to be cool in the 80s, and it's back. It's both a great way to add texture and depth to an otherwise simple look. It's also a practical measure for if it's kind of cool at some parts of the day, warmer other parts of the day, you wear your sweater, boom, boom, on and off.
Yeah, but then you're like that frat boy from like the 80s.
But that's from the 80s. It's a new look.
Okay.
Finally, the Big Money Players Comedy Hour podcast and broadcast. It's happening tonight. iHeartCountry and Will Ferrell bring you the Big Money Players Comedy Hour presented by Straight Talk Wireless. I am hosting this with Will Ferrell, and so it's a bunch of clips and the most popular podcast hosts. Listen tonight, 7 p.m. local time on an iHeartCountry station. So that's pretty cool. All right, there you go. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big
Stories.
Let's talk to Benjamin in Oklahoma City real quick, who's called the show. We appreciate that. Hey, Benjamin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to call in and just really say thank you and how much I appreciate you, the Bobby. 4 years ago, I had my daughter, and at that point in time, I did struggle with alcohol a little bit. And so I wanted to change my life, and I read his book, Fail Until You Don't. I got to meet Bobby once at an Oklahoma City Thunder basketball game, and, you know, it reinforced the genuine kind of person he was in that book. And with that, I wanted to say thank you because I just hit my 1,000-day sober.
Wow. Awesome. Let's go. Amazing. That's awesome, dude. That is 1,000 days. How big is that chip? Do you have a chip?
I didn't do anything with Alcoholics Anonymous or anything like that. It was just all self-driven. And
well, good for you. So here's what I'm going to do then. Ray, get his address. I'm going to send him a bag of chips. Right. As a gesture of and eat the chips. Don't just like stare at them and don't just like, I don't want to eat. I'm going to send you a bag of chips. And from us, it's like, this is our version of a chip to you. We're proud of you. That's awesome. And there's probably a time where you never thought that could happen. And now one day at a time, as you know, one day at a time, it has happened. And it's always going to be hard, but good for you. It's got to be hard to be worth something. So I'm going to send you a bag of chips, okay?
Absolutely. And also from the bottom of my heart and my wife's heart, we'd like to say thank you to you as well. And since I met you at a Thunder game, we have private seats at the Thunder Stadium. And so we'd love to invite you and your wife out to a game sometime.
Wow.
I'll bring you chips then.
There we go.
I will buy you a bag of chips at the Thunder game. Thank you very much. That's super kind of you. Stay on the phone there. That's really cool. Congratulations to you. Lunchbox has been out with COVID all week. He's on the phone right now. Lunchbox, let's do a medical check-in. How you feeling, buddy?
Good morning. How you doing?
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Why not? What's up?
I'm doing so much better. But I was told if I have 1% sickness that I better not come in. And I don't know. I checked with my doctor, and he said, you may have 1%. So I stayed home.
1%.
Okay.
I felt too when I asked him that question. He started to sound sicker again.
I mean, aren't we all 1% sick? Like,
hey, it is what it is. He's on the phone.
Yeah.
Not in again. Do you think? I don't know. You think you'll be in tomorrow by any chance?
You know what I mean. Tomorrow maybe 0.5% sick, so I'll probably take tomorrow too. You know,
just to be safe.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. You know,
good for you.
You get someone sick.
You're really thinking about us here.
I'm a team player, and I don't want anybody on the team to go down.
Okay.
You know?
Fair. Yeah, you're a good dude. I want to play this voicemail. This is about Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Hey, Lunchbox. You should be happy because you're on TV and a big star now. Just saw you on The Return of Tanya Tucker with Brandi Carlile. It's airing on Netflix now. Congratulations, buddy.
Can you hear that call?
Yeah, I'm on Netflix.
You don't know about this? I didn't know about it. Did you not know about it?
I don't know about it. Well, yeah. I don't even know who Tanya Tucker is.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Do you have Netflix?
I do. I'm back on Netflix, yeah.
Okay. Did you pay? Because you lost it because you refused to pay for it. You were stealing it.
Yeah, I was taking my in-law's Netflix account, but no, I am not paying for it.
Who's paying for it now?
Sister-in-law.
He just bounces around.
So, okay, well, there is Lunchbox and Tanya Tucker. He's interviewing her at the, looks like the iHeart Country, no, CMT Music Awards.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
I don't know who Tanya Tucker is.
That's not true.
You do.
Yes, you do.
Guys, I'm telling you, he doesn't. We all think it's crazy because he works here and he should, but he doesn't. There's no way.
Does he get paid for this? Like, wait, this, I mean, it's a Netflix
I don't
deal.
Even know what he's doing in the show. I'm surprised he's
Did you sign a waiver?
I don't know. Who's that? I have to check this documentary out.
Morgan, do you know anything about this?
Yeah, so I was there when this happened, and they did have a film crew with them when they came in, and they asked, like, hey, are you guys okay with us filming? So they did ask the room, and it's just a clip of him, like, interviewing Tanya. And he did say, like, when she was about to walk in, he straight up looked at me and goes, who is this?
Oh,
and I had to be like, look at your sheet.
Is it on the camera? Is it on the show that he said that?
No, I don't think it's on the show. I think it's just, like, a small clip of him interviewing her.
Well, he's consistent.
That's awesome. Lunchbox, you're on Netflix.
Man, big deal. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know what you're saying because you haven't seen it either. So report back tomorrow or whenever you come in again. You don't think you'll be here tomorrow?
Okay, yeah, I'll try to find it. What's it called? Tanya Tucker?
Just search that on there. The little hourglass, Tanya okay. Tucker.
I gotta watch the whole thing for just to find me. That's probably worth it.
Yeah, it'll be worth it. Okay, we got to employ the month real quick. I know it's the 5th. He's been out all week. I've been waiting for him to come back in so we could do this because Eddie and Lunchbox are back in the game.
But there's no way he can win this. He's not even here.
Well,
you know what I mean? You got to be present to win.
But it's for the month of September. He was here.
He was here. Yeah. If you win, you get to pick your prize.
Eddie, some people die and they get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, they're not present to be there.
Yeah, good point.
Spin the wheel of cash. You can do self-promotion or you can block somebody else if you win. So here are the finalists. The final three are Abby. What? Morgan.
What?
And Eddie.
Oh, okay. Woo.
So, what?
Sorry, Amy.
No, I'm not. This is nothing to do with me.
This wasn't your month.
No, I'm not making a noise because of me. I'm making a noise because when it was Abby and Morgan, you go, what? What?
I just feel like Abby's in there every month.
Yeah, Abby works really hard.
Well, so do we.
Yeah, Abby, Abby might go harder. Okay, so.
I literally just answers the phones, man.
You don't even know what she does.
Yeah, that's okay. No one knows what anybody does. But answer the phone.
No, we know what you do. Trust us. Abby, do you want to read your speech? Then Morgan, then Eddie?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Abby, if you win, this is your speech. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think I should win because unlike some people on the show, I know how to meet a deadline and without excuses.
Boom.
After having a week to write a song, I did, and a lot of content came from it.
Yeah.
Like from making the Wichita News, Dan and Shay critiquing it, being Spotlight Artist of the Week on the Countdown, and more. Plus, if I do win Employee of the Month, I will block someone. Let's go!
Oh, I like that. I like that. Wow. Okay.
That would hurt him so bad.
Mm-hmm. Or she could block you.
Nah, she's talking about Lunchbox.
Morgan, if you were to win, what is your speech?
So it's been a really big month for me, guys. I've had all kinds of tea to spill. I got bit by a spider. I took over Lunchbox's job on the streets. I've spilled a lot of tea. And I was even willing to go on a date with someone Lunchbox set me up with. So for that alone, I think I should get Employee of the Month. I will also block somebody.
Let's go.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, I love that you're going to tell me what you're going to win if you
good.
Win.
That's good.
It might affect voting. Okay, Eddie, you're the finalist as well. Go ahead.
Guys, saving money and making money is what I did for the listeners. All right, I told our listeners about unclaimed property that they may have. They go to a website, whatever. I made $3,000 doing this. You can too. I also told people about dental work, how to get it for cheap. You let the students do it. Guys, this is what I do for our listeners. And if I win this, I'm keeping the money.
Got it.
I'm going to spin the wheel.
Okay. Eddie, you did not win.
Okay. Well, that was just a waste of time.
Yeah. The winner of Employee of the Month for September, because we're now in October, is Morgan. So let me read some of the things. She, first of all, told us about a procedure that may be responsible for bringing her smell back.
Yeah, the lymphatic.
Yes, yes, it's, she was like, wow, it's kind of working a little bit. So other listeners. She talked about how a guy offered her to be his sugar baby.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She helped explain the talkback feature on iHeartRadio so our listeners can talk right to us. She also, the Best Bits of the Week podcast, hit 1 million downloads for the month of September.
Which she did with all of us. Yeah.
She's been what?
We were all guests.
But
on
who's
that,
the common denominator? You know what
I mean? She's like, the host
all
of it, though.
Help that.
Yes, it's Morgan. So our winner is Morgan, everybody. Okay, Morgan. So, hey, Mike, how long are they blocked for? Is it 1 month? 1 month. Okay.
That's crazy.
You have chosen to block somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely want to.
Morgan, for employee lunchbox, anything you want to say real quick before we let Morgan pick her thing?
Oh, no, those were all some good bits. I mean, the bits were good. I mean, I can't really argue about that. I thought you were going to, you know, give it to Abby just because she had one little bit about her song or something.
So you're still taking a shot at Abby, even though she lost? Right.
But yeah, I thought Morgan, you know, when you say that, it's like, wow, 1 million downloads, that's pretty impressive.
All right. Is he sucking up to her right now?
I have no idea what's going on.
Because that was a weird reaction.
Yeah.
Morgan, what would you like to do?
Well, I mean, it's between two people that I would like to block. It's Lunchbox already.
Oh, I know why he did that. He's saying this so he doesn't get blocked.
That's right. That's
got
right.
It. Yeah.
Do you want
got
to say
it.
Something to suck up to me?
No, you know what? He's so right about the million downloads. You deserve that, Morgan.
It is a big deal.
That's really cool. And good luck on your dating life. I think you're going to find someone really soon.
Morgan, who will you be
this
blocking?
This is going well. Well, Eddie, you know why I would like to block you right now. But I think I'm going to go with Lunchbox because he tried to set me up with somebody who has a freaking girlfriend.
That's right. Lunchbox, yeah! Is all right, Lunchbox, anything you want to say?
Wow, you know, Morgan, I will not be coming on Best Bits for the next month. Watch me. So you know what? Your downloads will be going down.
All right.
And, that means I just won't win October. That's cool. Guess I'll take another week off.
Wait, what?
A month.
Yeah, but if I'm already going to win October, I took the first week of October off. Might as well take next
week. No, you're not taking it off. You're sick, you say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know I am sick, but I'm saying I might as well go and lick some door handles.
Okay.
More germs.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. Sorry you're blocked for a week. Morgan, congratulations.
Thank
Morgan,
you.
Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Morgan, who's the one that goes and does your food world? We're in Las Vegas, and I get up early and travel halfway across the city, and I get blocked? Okay,
you do. You did do stuff with me, and I'm not disqualifying that. Hold on. Can you turn on his, like, telephone mic thing? You're a great employee sometimes, Lunchbox, but you did try and set me up with a guy who has a girlfriend, yes. And I cannot let that go.
I agree. That's a bad one. Okay, Lunchbox, get better, buddy. We'll see him. Oh, we won't see him tomorrow. He said he's not coming in tomorrow.
Right, another week.
And he said he's not coming in next week either. Crap. Okay. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Your phone go off yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's phone go off yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody a big believer in the conspiracies about your phone going off yesterday?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, good for you guys. You didn't even fall into the trap.
Mm-mm.
So a lot of people said, by a lot of people, different theories of, all right, everybody's communication goes down for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, because the government's testing out the EAS alert that in that 30, 45 seconds, it was kind of like free time for the government to get away with something. That theory I wasn't in on.
Okay.
I didn't believe it. Another theory was that because the government said they were going to keep testing even after that signal happened, that it was in some way the government monitoring, doing surveillance on it. They already can, even if we don't know it. They can get in our phones easy, I'm sure, and do. Another one was, and this happened, this was a theory after it happened yesterday, because a lot of people were saying they were going to turn their phones off because they didn't want it happening on their phone because they didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
And we all got the EAS tone. I believe it was like 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central is when they said it was going to happen. But it ended up popping up like 3 minutes early. And that they did that on purpose because they knew a lot of people were going to turn their phones off.
Oh.
So they did it early so they could surveil or whatever their plan was. They still got the folks that were trying to not get got.
That one kind of sounds real.
How about, yeah. It was weird that it went off early.
Yeah.
Because if they're going, we're going to do it this exact time, and they don't do it that exact time, that's a bit bizarre. But it seemed to work. Everybody I know had the phone went off.
Yeah.
And it probably is what they say it is. They want to test it. But here's the other theory. Theory four. Why are they doing this right now? Is something big and bad about to happen? They're giving all those senators and Congress people these bag phones for emergency.
They are?
Mm-hmm. And so now they're testing this. And so is it because they know a spaceship?
You just looked up in the sky.
Well, they didn't come from space. Aliens come from under the ground.
But you looked up.
But it can be a virus. It can be anything.
You looked up again. Like, what do you know, Bones?
Why now? Or is it just that they're like, we need to make sure this is all good?
Yeah, the being proactive.
I hear you.
Instead of reacting.
It's not really like our government to be proactive. Now that I've told you those theories, you freaked out a little bit? That last one kind of gets me.
The last one is
meaning they
me.
Know something.
Because it's kind of like we just kind of continue on with our day and there's all kinds of things happening around us that we have no idea.
But like it could have been any day that they're like, hey, we should probably check our system.
Sure, and I'm sure they planned this weeks ago because we talked about it here. Like, hey, watch out. There's going to be an EAS alert that comes over your phones. But I've never had that happen before where they checked everybody all over the country at one time. And we've had phones for 15 years.
Theory that maybe they did that so they can communicate with other beings out there?
So they're sending out like a signal while it's happening?
Correct. And they use all our cell phones to send a powerful signal.
No, that's a dumb one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
All right, yeah.
No.
Because that would be a good one, dude.
I feel like maybe they could have just been in a meeting and one day they're like, you know what? We should probably test everybody at once.
That's probably the real
thing. I'm not really allowed to talk about it, but I got fined $1 million for a situation with a similar situation. I can't say more. I would love to say more, but I can't. But of all the theories, the one I think is probably the most accurate is where they're making, just making sure that maybe there's a new head or someone's like, hey, we should just make sure it's all on the same, just in case. Mm-hmm. But my second favorite theory is something bad's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And they're just making sure because they know something's coming.
And they could know weeks out. I mean, they could know, they could have gotten
some. They have a secret time machine.
Hey,
they could have known for a long time.
November. Sometime.
You think the government has
October.
A secret time machine? Possibly.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I know, man.
Bobby doesn't even know if this is real. He could be in a simulation.
I know.
Yep.
But what's crazy, though, is we were together and our phones went off at different times,
mm-hmm.
depending on what service.
So we thought it was who's going to die first. Like they were sending the message in order of like most important first. And then if you got it second.
Okay. I was at an appointment and ours went off at the same time. So,
we're letting social media affect us in conspiracy. I do. I hear all these. I watched one last night about people coming out of a manhole, and that's who shot JFK.
What?
And then there was a guy who went to a restaurant 20 minutes later covered in mud, but it was a really dry day. Mm-hmm. And he
in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. That was not in Lunchbox's report.
It was not.
Well, I saw it on TikTok last night, and I'm like, I don't know that I believe this, but there's just so many ways that if you want to be crazy, you can find a way to make you crazy.
Or you can just make up anything.
Yeah, but
somebody will believe you.
Yes, but that somebody's me. And then I'm crazy.
You're the one watching and believes it.
So there's every opportunity to be crazy. If you're even like just teetering on being crazy, there's plenty of opportunity for you to get in one of these little idiot boxes. And I was watching JFK one last time. I was like, dang.
Yeah, those are good. That's good stuff, though. JFK stuff theories are great.
Because you know they're hiding something from us.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, all those guys are dying, and I'm like, no one's going to come out and tell the truth.
And also, the theory is he was shot because he wanted to give up the report and make it public about aliens. Because he had just been briefed on that.
I'd never heard that one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
Leave you with it. Yesterday, Amy, we were at the University of Cincinnati. We were yesterday afternoon doing my football show called Too Much Access. And you can go to bobbybones.com to watch it. We're at Arkansas this week, but we were shooting it. And the head coach and Eddie and myself are sitting there talking. And, you know, we love sports. We do a sports show. But we like to ask them questions maybe they've never been asked before. And Eddie had the question of, coach, what if a kid has never played football and he wants to be recruited? What does he do?
No, but he's really good. He's really big.
And the coach
he's really
goes,
fast.
Well, how's he really good if he's never played? And Eddie's like, but he's good in the backyard.
Yeah, like say you're a dad and you're like,
you could be a natural talent.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you play with your family and it's like, oh, you're wow.
So you shoot a family video and get it to that. Eddie's like, how does the coach recruit him at a Division One school?
Can you just show up?
Power Five school.
See, Amy, it's a good question.
It's a camp. Yes, we all got a good laugh because coach, like, he's never played football. He's I was like, no, but how would a parent get him recruited? So he's like, I haven't played football.
Yeah. Sign him up for football.
That's good.
I thought in my head, I thought it was a great question.
It was a fun question because of what it turned into.
Yeah, because like, what if they're homeschooled?
Correct,
but you can
Amy.
Play football if you're homeschooled.
They live far away.
That's what I said, middle
but he's
of
never
nowhere.
Played football. Why would you recruit somebody who's never, ever played football?
Man, Amy's on my team.
Hey, okay. What is it called? Like emulating someone? Like that's a great way to learn. So what if they just watched football and they're one of those rare freaks of nature.
See, Amy knows what I'm talking about.
Reagan,
next thing you know,
hit the I'm going to get out here. I'm getting
Tom
dumber.
Brady.
Yeah, I'm out.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Lunchbox is still out sick. Today, Eddie will do the bonehead, but in character as Lunchbox.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah, you got to do where it's from.
Okay. Here you go. All right, this story is from Vancouver, Canada. There's a guy who is scared of the apocalypse. He thinks it's people are coming for him. Zombies are coming, and he lives right by a border patrol station. So what does he do? He says, I need weapons. He breaks into the border patrol station. He steals guns, ammo,
because of zombies
vest.
And the
pepper spray.
Wow.
Yeah. And a radio, just in case he needs to communicate.
Uh-huh.
So now he's prepared, but he was caught on camera and he got arrested.
I wonder why he thought the apocalypse was coming.
I don't know. You think that's coming?
No, not where I need to go right now and grab weapons.
Yeah. They're not sure if drugs are involved or what. But he did it anyway.
I was trying to do sound effects in the background like Lunchbox does.
Yeah, but how do you do that with breaking in?
Apocalypse.
Walking in snow.
He had to be on something, right? To feel it was happening right then.
Maybe.
Because again,
or he's having a mental episode. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to him.
Yeah, good luck.
And, Bobby, hey, good luck to us. What if he's right?
He's the only one that's right?
That's my thing. Like, with you, Bobby, you're like, well, I don't do that. And I'm like, well, you're just not there yet.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not there yet. But I'm not.
You might be.
That's okay. All right, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox, and that's your Bonehead Story of the Day. You think people bought that?
If they tuned in halfway through, they definitely did not think it was Lunchbox.
Oh, you went in and out of characters.
Eddie, what's going on with you?
Man, I was talking to my son about homecoming because it's homecoming time, like at school. And he was like, Dad, did you go to homecoming? And I was like, you know what's crazy is I went my senior year, but my son's a freshman. And I'm like, my parents didn't let me go to dances till I was a junior in high school. Like freshman year, they were like, nope, you're not going. So all my friends went, but I didn't go.
Why? Our homecoming dance was a throwaway, though. It was after the, maybe because I played football and it was after the game and like gym.
Oh, everyone went. Like this year, my daughter went after the game.
Really?
Well, actually, I think it maybe was a different, the game was Friday night and then the dance was Saturday night.
See, that would have been a bigger event. Yeah. Instead of us, we're up. We just got beat 70-2 and now we got to go down and go to a dance.
Right.
Now we were pretty good, but I just remember it not being a big deal. Prom was different, but it sounds like you guys had like a dedicated homecoming.
Yeah.
So your son, he gets to go or he's been asked to go?
No, we were just talking about it because I said, are you going to ask someone? He's like, I haven't decided yet.
But he does get to go as a ninth grader.
I'm like, dude, let it rip. Like, go. If you want to find someone to ask, like, go to the dance. Have fun.
Oof. That was the worst.
What do you mean? What's the worst?
Having to ask somebody to go to.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
That's what he was asking me, too. And he's like, did you ask someone? Like, I got turned down the first time I asked someone.
You did.
I did.
For prom or homecoming?
This was, I think, prom, my junior year.
Yeah.
And then a friend stepped up and said, you know what? I'll just go with you. Ugh, that was brutal.
Dang, I felt that. I had to ask Jamie Foshee on the phone only because she went to church. I knew the good Lord wouldn't let her turn me down.
Oh, that's right.
And there was nothing romantic. I just needed somebody to go. And I was like, I know Jesus won't let her. He'll guilt her into making her come with me. And she did. And then we went. And then it was fine. And I dropped her off at home at like 10:30. Went home.
That was it.
Homecoming, though, that's cool that he has his own. Will he go without a date?
I think that's what a lot of the guys are going to do.
Do you dress up?
Yeah, you dress up.
Man, you got to go to some cool schools. That homecoming dances?
Yeah.
We used to buy homecoming. I'm going back home. I'll tell you about it later, but this year. But we used to have, like, they'd sell, like, these ribbons you could buy.
Mums?
The mums.
See? We didn't have mums. Ours were ribbons.
It's like a...
Yeah, there's no flower on it.
But there's ribbons coming down?
Yeah, we only had the ribbons part of it.
It's got little cowbells on it?
Yeah, no, it's just ribbons. We just had the ribbons.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It was like homecoming. And you spent like a dollar on it or something. So, all right, let us know how that goes.
I will.
Is your daughter going to...
Yeah, hers was 2 weeks ago.
Did she go?
Yeah.
She danced?
Yeah, she went.
Did she get asked?
Did you go?
No, did I go?
Yeah.
No, I dropped her off.
You act like that's crazy that you would be a chaperone.
Well, last year,
yeah.
Ben was. But that was when she was, June, I think eighth grade he was. But ever since she's gotten to high school, we've let her be.
Did she have fun?
Yeah, she had fun. She said they danced like in circles. Like I asked her if she danced specifically with a guy because she just hung out with friends. But she said they just kind of danced in circles. And I said, well, show me. Like, I want to see.
Oh,
like,
no.
We do it. And then
apparently
there was, like, some twerking or whatever.
How awkward.
Like,
really?
Mom
wants
what?
To see her dance.
At like home.
No, I know. That's just awkward.
But if she started twerking, I'd be like, you're not going to the dance.
No, but I don't know. That. I feel like kids, I don't, that's just what they do.
No, I agree with that. I'm okay with that. It's just mom saying, Santa, let me see you dance. That's just weird.
No, I said, well, let's do it together. Show
no, that's
me.
Even weirder.
You twerk, Damon.
That's even weirder. Thank you. Amy's got a new episode of Four Things up today with Amy Brown. Amy, what's on the episode?
Well, it's all about, well, the main part of it is overcompensating as an adult because of things from your childhood.
Oh my God. She literally talked herself right into it.
I see.
Yeah.
What?
Perfect segue from you trying to get your daughter to dance and dance with her at home.
Yeah. We talk about a lot of other things too. It's a fun episode, but it touches on some sensitive things.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.